to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Monday, March 17th, and it is time to talk with our regular Monday guest, Dr. Bob Weiss from Concordia Seminary, St. Louis. Good morning, Dr. Weiss.
Good morning to you and your listeners.
Well, thank you to you, too, and happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. I've been hearing a few things on the radio and the TV this morning about it. I must admit, I don't really follow that too much. I'm German and not Irish, not even German-Irish. But I guess a lot of people are going to have some fun today. And Guinness, I just learned, pulled out of the New York St. Pat's Day because they won't allow any organizations like gay and lesbians, queer and so forth groups to march in the parade. So this stuff just continues to go on and on and on. So, which is, I guess, makes for good discussion, I suppose, over the water fountain. For Christians, I suppose, as long as they don't grind their axe. But be that as it may, I have a question here for you and your listeners and even for myself. I was asked about a week and a half ago, with all of the news that is happening on TV with atheists making their footprint around the world, basically, as they always have, trying to stop primarily through the ACLU, this cross to go up and that cross to go up and this person saying this and that person saying whatever about Jesus Christ in terms of Christians. And this gets into pagans. Young people today are very much involved. And I can't give statistics on this. I can't find any statistics. I know that probably, at least the numbers I have heard, as much as 25%, which is a lot of millennials, the younger generation that we've been talking about, teenagers up to the age of 30 and so, get into what's called a pangaea. I'm not trying to get complicated here, but basically it's paganism or the new paganism. And so the question I was asked, should pagans build churches? And that may sound kind of weird, but, you know, they talk about, well, you know, Christians, they have their churches. And so I'm trying to think of myself, okay, now let's define church. You know, we have the big C church in terms of what the Lord has to say about the one holy Christian and apostolic church. And then we have, of course, the little C, the congregations throughout the world that comprise, you know, Lutherans, Catholics, Baptists, and so forth. But church, most simply defined, of course, is namely the holy believers and lambs who hear the voice of their shepherd. Now, this comes out of the small called articles in the Book of Concord. And, you know, it's not the wooden stone, but the assembly of people who believe in Christ. And that's how, from the standpoint of our history, in terms of the establishment of the church is holy, because it's built on Christ, and the confession certainly that Peter says, you are the Christ, Son of God. And of course, the Lord responds, well, upon this, your confession, I will build my church. So the question I guess I'm still struggling with, in Gaia or neo-pagans, and there's a fellow that got his degree from, I think, from St. Louis University. His name is Oberon Zell, Z-E-L, and he's kind of the kingpin for the Church of All Worlds, which is, you can go on the internet and you can get a degree in witchcraft and any kind of paganism. They talk about dreaming. They talk about all kinds of interesting things, you know, and this, of course, is a concern for me because there's a lot of video games out there on this kind of stuff. And so I guess for our discussion, maybe the basics of what is church and how do we deal with some of this stuff that's out there, perhaps maybe some people haven't been impacted by this, that is to say what the Church of All Worlds and other neo-pagans, the ones, of course, that are totally against anything in terms of Christianity, it certainly is atheism, but they have an interest and a passion for magic. And this began for this Oberon Zell as a young child. In fact, he was even imprinted by Greek mythology, and here you go, early animated Disney movies. like the sword in the stone. So often we kind of sit back and we think, well, all these Disney movies, you know, these New Age movies that everything is animated, the trees, the stars, the horses, the grass, and so forth, like in Lion King and Star Wars, well, this is never going to impact our children. But then you have Harry Potter. I've seen one of those movies. So how do we deal with this whole story of should pagans, and they're thinking about this based on what I've been reading. I teach a little bit of this in a course called Science Ecology and the Dr. Man. How should we approach this? Because their school, a gray school of wizardry, and I realize it's maybe a lot of information, you can get a degree in this, and it's not age specific. And so how do we approach young people, middle-aged, and not too many older people are getting involved with this that have been well-established in Christian faith, faithfulness to the scriptures and the confessions. So what do we do with this, Pastor?
That is a good question. You know, is it are those things that we see in our pop culture, are they merely harmless, or does it depend on the type of soil in which it falls?
Oh, very good. Yeah, that's a good point, because I think that this is something that people have to go back to the scriptures, and here we go again, and the confessions, and start reading the Bible, because we do have the witch of Endor in the Old Testament and what that witch was all about. And that, of course, is where Spielberg and Lucas got their name for that planet Endor. In one of the, I think it's the sixth Star Wars movie, this is the sixth one, that he uses in a New Age sense. But I think, yeah, once again, we have to go back to the basics. Because when you go to these schools and you go to these websites, and I can assure you that young people and young adults are going to these because they all like this stuff that they, the elemental lodges that they go to, like wind, water, stone, and flame, the stuff you see in Harry Potter movies, and the cult, the big boiling pot that people see in some Disney movies that involve witches. That's the cauldron, that's the womb from which everything comes forward and is birthed. You see this in the Wizard of Oz movie. And we sort of laugh and we see these, but this is real stuff. This is all satanic, and this is all evil, because it certainly is contrary to the Word of God. And I think you're right. This is where we need to go back to the basics and allow and let people get into the scriptures. And where is the seed falling from this person who's getting younger people, primarily younger people, into the schools of wizardry? They pay a little bit, but most of them, quote unquote, they graduate, they have scholarships, and all of this stuff builds careers as a wizard. And so it's one of those areas that hearken me back to the basics of the scriptures. You can't serve two masters. You can't, in terms of the scriptures, say, well, I'd like to learn some stuff about this wizardry to become a wizard, as opposed to I'd like to learn something about it so that when I meet these people, I'd like to become informed. That's different. But Satan is always out there tempting us, and we know that very well. So we have to always be prepared to, you know, to say, you know, be gone, Satan, or get behind me, Satan. Because these things are real, and it really does kind of bother me because of all of the video games that are out there that deal with this type of situation. Some people might say, well, this is not a big deal, this neo-paganism, this new paganism of wizardry and things that are out there. But but they are starting to think, based on what I've been reading, to build, quote-unquote, pagan churches, where people can come and go, where they have their edifices rather than meeting in homes and smaller buildings. So I think this is just kind of be concerned and be aware that this whole issue of Wicca, wizardry, and other issues that deal with satanic issues are out there. They are real, and Satan is roaming about seeking whom he may devour.
What are your thoughts on groups that are building church-like organizations, church-like congregations, not necessarily pagan in the sense that with magic and things like that, but more atheist groups, humanist groups that form societies or groups and model their assemblies similar to a church assembly with a Sunday platform and Sunday schools, but minus God.
Yeah, well, I think this is one of Satan's great hooks. He dangles the carrot out in front of a lot of people. We have one very near the seminary, of course, quote unquote, I call it the Church of Ethics. They've invited me one time to debate something there, and I refused to go. I suppose I should have, but be that as it may, once again, I think that the old phrase "curiosity killed the cat." This is where they're using similarity to bring in. Hook people in to say, well, maybe they are talking about God. No, they don't talk about God. But they have a structure in there where they have, quote-unquote, they call themselves congregations, people who are gathering together in their anti-Christian mindset, basically in a philosophical mode, very much philosophical. I mean, going back to Aristotle and many of the philosophers where they're discussing these issues that are very contrary to God. So once again, it's just to be aware and to read about this stuff and to know what's going on in your community, much like St. Paul did when he went into Athens. He went around. He knew about what was going on in Athens. He knew what was happening there. He started talking about Jesus, and pretty soon they invited him to tell them about their God. And so he goes up, to the Areopagus and says, oh, I see you have a God. Let me tell you about my God. So I think this affords, in my opinion, based on the scriptures, that you will be my witnesses, this affords us an opportunity to witness about Christ if we're ever confronted with people who say, I go to a church. Well, what do you do in your church? Well, this is kind of what we do. Well, let me tell you about my God. So I think a lot of the stuff that's happening in our society today really does push us into you will be my witness, and to talk about Jesus and his entire life from creation, redemption, sanctification, and his ongoing work through the means of grace for all Christians to abide in his word. You abide in me, you abide in my word, you abide in me. You see the Father, you see me. So to me, the big issue is witness, because these are things that, in our world, he's the only one that can turn it up, a world that's upside down, right side up.
Absolutely.
In a person's life.
Absolutely. And thanks be to God for that we have that.
You bet.
Well, Dr. Weiss, always good to talk with you.
Okay. God's peace to you and your listeners.
To you as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Coming up a little bit, we'll join together to study the Daily Lectionary with Pastor Adel. Stick around for more His Time right here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.